From St. Louis, these are our final thoughts. Mike, baseball fans were arriving for a baseball game behind us, but we just arrived for a football game. So tell me, what's at stake?
I think if there's anything at stake in this game, it might be the number two quarterback position. Scott Tolzien maybe closed the gap a little bit with Matt Flynn last week in Tennessee. He needs to follow that up with another good performance to close that gap. But Matt Flynn right now, in my opinion, is still the number two guy.
For me, this is all about player evaluations. In game three, it's the starters getting most of the time. This is going to be the last shot for bottom of the roster guys to make the team until the final game of the preseason.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've always felt like most of the evaluation work is done by then. So I think this is the game for guys chasing their dreams to make a roster spot. Mike, your player to watch.
I'm going to go with tight end Brandon Bostic. He made a heck of a catch and run last week in Tennessee, broke a couple of tackles. Aaron Rodgers said this week it looked a lot like JerMichael Finley out there. He did that right after a play in which he was called for holding, wiping out a big running play by Duane Harris. I like the way Bostic bounced back there. He had a strong week of practice. He's making a bid for the starting job, and I think it continues Saturday in St. Louis.
I'm going to play on your theme about the backup quarterback job. I got the sense from listening to Mike McCarthy talk the other day that Matt Flynn and Scott Tolzien are going to be in a little bit of a head-to-head battle in this one. They're going to get a lot of playing time. Aaron Rodgers will get in, get out, and then the field is going to be turned over to Matt Flynn and Scott Tolzien. Maybe Chase Reddy gets a little playing time in the fourth quarter, but this one is, this has some head-to-head feel to it, and Scott Tolzien closed a lot of ground last Saturday, and I think he can draw even with a big game here in St. Louis on Saturday. Packers win, Mike. If they can start getting on with the job of making decisions on young players. I don't like the idea of this going right up to the final game, and I think you need to shift to preparation for the Seahawks as soon as you can.
All right, and I'm going to keep it pretty simple. I say the Packers win if the starting lineup stays healthy. I don't mean to state the obvious, but the Packers need those starters to stay healthy, as you said before, get in, get out. And with that, that's it for Final Thoughts from St. Louis, but stay with us tomorrow, Saturday, during the game for quarter-by-quarter updates in the Packers.com blog. Ask Vic Halftime. Send in your questions for Vic. And we'll also have post-game coverage with stories after the game. Thanks, everybody. See you soon.